الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, when a person is born, when a child is born, then the very first thing the child does when it comes into this world, when it takes one breath of the air in this world, we find the child begins to cry. There are hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that explain that shaitan pokes the child with its finger when the child is born, already showing the child that I am your enemy. Nonetheless, when the child is born, we find the child is crying. People around the child, they are all happy. They are congratulating the mother, she has given birth. So everybody is excited. There's ecstasy, there's happiness, there's joy. And that is why a poet says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِذَا وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ بَاكِيَا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ مَسْرُورًا. That, O man, when you are born, when your mother gives birth to you, you are crying and the people around you, they are masruran. يَضْحَكُونَ مَسْرُورًا. They are laughing, they are happy. فَحْرِسْ عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ تَكُونُ إِذَا بَكَوْ فِي يَوْمِ مَوْتِكَ ضَاحِكًا مَسْرُورًا. He says, then prepare for that day when you will leave this world and people around you will be crying, but you should be leaving and departing from this world in a happy condition. You should be in reality laughing and rejoicing because now you're going to meet your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you were born, people were happy, you were crying. Now when you leave this world, people will cry. But you should be happy. And you should be pleased meeting your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, people cry for various reasons. Crying is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ. Allah makes a person laugh. Allah makes a person smile. And Allah Ta'ala makes a person cry. So people cry for various reasons. People actually cry sometimes out of joy and happiness. Out of joy and happiness. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I always understood when a person would cry out of grief and pain, but not out of happiness and joy, until I saw when the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to our home. It was midday, extremely hot, and he comes to my father Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and after making salam to him, he tells him, this great news for you, Abu Bakr. Allah has chosen you to be my companion. Now we are making hijrat. We are leaving Makkah and we are going to Madinah Munawwara. It is something that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala desired, but did not expect that he will be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, traveling with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah to Madinah, undertaking this hijrat. He had prepared two camels. He had the desire to be the comrade of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the traveling companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when this news is broken to him, he begins to shed those tears of joy and happiness. She says, This is when I realize that a person also can shed tears out of happiness and joy. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, who's known as the Qari of this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him and he says, "Oh Ubay, inna Allah amarani an aqra alayk. Allah has commanded me that I should recite to you some verse of the Quran." Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, he looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Awasammani Rabbi? Did my Allah take my name? Did he instruct you, O my Nabi, that you must read to Ubay bin Ka'ab? Did Allah actually take my name? Or he asked you to read to any person?" Nabi Kareem said, "No, Allah commanded me to recite to you, O Ubay." Fabaka Ubayyun radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala broke down in tears. Out of joy and happiness, Allah took his name. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, his mother had not embraced Islam. He tried desperately. Finally, when he cannot bear it any longer, and she had made some terrible remarks against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes crying to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, this is what has happened. My mother has made such statements about you. I could not tolerate it. And she's not bringing iman." Nabi Sallam makes dua. He tells him, "No, you go. Don't worry." And as Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is running back home, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made dua for the iman of the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. When he reaches home, he can hear she's taking a bath. He knocks on the door. She says, "You wait." After she had taken a bath, she had put on her clothes. And then as he entered, she recited the kalima, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala also broke down in tears out of joy and happiness. A person passes his examination, his board exam, or his matric exam. And when he's given the news, then too he breaks down in tears, and these tears are out of joy and happiness. Whenever any person achieves something in life, something which was daunting, difficult, he went through great pressure, great struggle, great effort, and finally when he succeeds, then he breaks down in tears of happiness. So Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi and many others have mentioned, there are various tears a person sheds. There are those tears of joy and happiness, and also tears of pain and suffering. Somebody who's got some ailment, some sickness. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah give all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa-i kamil. It is not an easy experience for a person to go through. Some heart pain or cancer. So sometimes a person breaks down when he cannot bear the pain any longer. Somebody is struck with bad news, with grief. Some shocking news. Again, Allah protect us. Allah bless us with afiyat. Somebody is given the news. Your whole property, your business, everything has caught on fire. And everything has been raised to the ground. You have lost everything. Accident has taken place. Your whole family wiped out. Allah protect us. He begins to cry. And those are tears out of grief, pain, suffering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed tears of joy and happiness, and he also shed those tears of grief. When Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala, his beloved son, little baby, passes away. There's differences of opinion exactly what age he passed away. Some say just over a year. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. Oh Ibrahim, we are grieved with your parting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sheds tears. Sahaba look at him. Ya Rasulullah, مَهَذَا الْبُكَى. Why are you crying? You're the Nabi of Allah. He said, these are tears of mercy. Allah has given us a merciful heart. And we are shedding those tears of mercy. إِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَاءَ. And Allah showers His mercy upon those servants of His who are merciful in themselves. So these are not tears of complaining against Allah, that Allah, you have taken away my child, and why did you do so? Why didn't you take away somebody else's child? No, that is haram, forbidden. But these are natural tears of a person who's got a soft heart. Subhanallah. Somebody said so well in Arabic, he says, نَعِيشُ فِي زَمَنٍ. We live in a time, إِذَا قِيلَ لِلْحَجَرِ, if it has to be said to a rock, a hard rock, كُنْ إِنسَانًا, that why don't you become a human being? لَقَالَ, this rock will say, عُذْرًا, sorry, kindly excuse me, I'm unable to be so hard. I'm unable to be so hard that will make me like a human being. Allahu Akbar. It shows how hard-hearted we have become. Allah talks about hard-heartedness. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةٍ. When the hearts of people become so hard, harder than rocks, hard as rocks, or even more harder. And Allah says, but you have huge rocks. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَقُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. There are rocks that split asunder out of the fear of Allah. There are rocks from which rivers flow. Springs gush forth. And insan has got such a hard heart that he can't even shed a tear. Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah, when she passed away, and when she was buried, Rasulullah sat by the qabr and he shed those tears. He cried. Sahaba watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is showing his natural disposition of mercy. Somebody very nicely writes, he says, it is as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his daughter and bidding her farewell, O my daughter. We will meet now in the plains of Qiyamah and we shall meet in Jannah. Uthman bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, the first of the muhajirin to pass away in Madinah Munawwara, and according to many historians, the very first sahabi to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. When he passes away, Nabi Sun gets the news, he goes, he removes the kafan that has covered his face, and Nabi Kareem Sam begins to shed those tears after kissing him on his forehead. So Rasulullah Sam also shed those tears of grief. When he is bidding farewell to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, such is famous story we have heard many times in this masjid and many other masajid. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, a young sahabi, it is recorded regarding him, he'll be Imam al-Ulama Yawm al-Qiyamah. He'll be the Imam of the Ulama. Oh, some people say Imam al-Ulama. He'll be in front of the Ulama on the day of Qiyamah. The person who was most knowledgeable with halal and haram in this ummah, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallam is walking. Mu'adh bin Jabal has been instructed by Rasulullah Sallam to mount the camel, and Nabi Kareem Sallam is holding the reins and bidding him farewell. He's sending him to Yemen as a da'i, as a caller towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a mu'allim, as an ustad, as a teacher, as a governor to decide amongst the people and give verdicts according to Quran and Sunnah. Many parting advices have been given. And finally Nabi Sallam tells him, Oh Mu'adh, which Mu'adh is talking to? The same Mu'adh on one occasion Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls him, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la uhibbuka fi Allah. Allah's qasam, I love you for the sake of Allah. And now he bids him farewell. He says, Mu'adh, عَسَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَلْقَانِي بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا وَلَعَلَّكَ أَنْ تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. Oh Mu'az, perhaps this is our last meeting. You may not see me again here. You will come past my masjid and my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Mu'az bin Jabal رضي الله عنه, he begins to cry like a little baby. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa could not bear his sahabi crying. So he turns his face away. So at times when the person has to leave his family, the daughter is married, now she is going to live with the in-laws, and she's going to go far away, it is natural that the mother, the father will cry. Somebody passes away, it is natural that we cry. We shed those tears, of course, which are natural tears of mercy, not those which are mentioned in the beginning of wailing and complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba, and the famous battle of Muta which took place, in which he sent his adopted son Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. He was among the very first people who accepted Islam. And the beautiful incident is mentioned in history when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, his slave, and who has embraced Islam. He was taken as a captive by some people in a war and sold in Makkah and then purchased by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when suddenly his uncle and his father appear. And they had been searching for him frantically. And finally they had got news that he was there in Makkah. This is right the beginning of Islam. So they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say, we want our son to come back. He says, I've got no objection, no problem. Ask him, it's his choice. Nabi Kareem calls Zayd bin Haritha. Zayd, you recognize these people? He said, yes, this is my father and my uncle. They've come to collect you. If you wish, you can stay with me. No problem, O Zayd. And if you wish, you want to go back with them. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I can never give preference to any person over you, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the father and uncle went back. They returned. And Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, he comes into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopts Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. And that occasion, ulama have written that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw that Zayd bin Haritha chose him, he began to shed tears of happiness and joy. And then he said, well, Zayd will be my son. Now, you must call him Zayd bin Muhammad. But later on, Allah Ta'ala sent down the verses, no, he's your adopted son, he's not your biological son, and various ahkamat apply. Therefore, Zayd bin Haritha will still have his name Zayd, the son of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. But Nabi Kareem some had great love for Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. Now in the battle of Muta, Nabi Kareem some is far away in Medina. Sahaba are seated with him. Allah opens the entire scene of the battlefield to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Zayd has taken the flag. And then he says, Thumma usib. He has become shaheed. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. Then he says, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala has taken the flag. Thumma usib, he's also become shaheed. And Nabi Kareem is crying. Then he says, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala has taken the flag. And he's also become shaheed. And Nabi Kareem cries. So these were tears of sadness, grief that Nabi Kareem shed. What about the tears he shed for his ummah? The incident when Jibreel salatu wasalam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knew very well why Nabi Kareem was crying when he recited the verses of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam regarding his people, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. Wallah, if you punish them, they are your servants. Wallah, you forgive them, they are still your servants. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving. He read the verses of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam regarding his people. Rabbi innahunna adlanna kathira min nas. Wa Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is crying to Allah. Wallah, these idols have led my people astray. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُرٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, whoever will obey me, whoever will listen to me, whoever will follow me, whoever will bring iman, Ya Allah, they will be part of my followers. Ya Allah, but whoever disobeys, he does not bring iman. Ya Allah, they are still your servants. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cries for his entire ummah. He cries and he cries and he cries. And Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Soon your Rabb will bless you. He will give you abundant mercy. And Allah will make you happy on the day of Qiyamah. Inna la nasu'uk, إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ وَلَا نَسُوكَ. We will make you happy, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we won't make you grieve. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is called by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah, recite for me Quran. أَقْرَأُوا عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلْ. I must recite to you when Quran was revealed to you, Ya Rasulullah. He says, yes. أحب أن أسمع من غيري. I wish to listen to Quran being recited from someone else as well. So he recites Surah An-Nisa. He begins the last quarter of the fourth para, and he continues until he comes to the verse. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ. Bas, stop, stop, enough. فَالْتَفَتُّ إِلَيْهِ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I turned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying, he was shedding tears. Ulama explain, tafsir is very long, but this verse talks about on the day of Qiyamah, when every Nabi will be called to witness against his nation. That, wallah, I've made tabligh to my people. There were some who believe and the others rejected. And Allah will make that Nabi bear witness. And then Allah says, Fakih, then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be made a shaheed, a witness against all the people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear the fact that he will have to stand on the day of Qiyamah and actually witness against people of his own ummah, that, oh Allah, I gave them the message of La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, still they rejected. And now they will be doomed for Jahannam. He could not see any ummati of his burning in the fire of Jahannam. That is why Abdullah bin Shikhir radiallahu anhu says, I entered, dakhaltu ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahuwa yusalli. Once I entered, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting, he was reading salat, and I could hear, azizun ka azizil mirjal. I heard the whistling sound of a boiling kettle, the sobbing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minal buka, because he was crying. I could hear the sound emanating from the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying for his ummah. My respected brothers and elders, when did we cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, innal mu'min mu'min jama'a hasanatan wa shafaqatan. A mu'min, he gathers good amal and he has fear that Allah ta'ala may not accept this amal of mine. Innal ladhina hum min khashyati rabbihim mushfiqun. And he says, a munafiq yajma'u isa'atan wa amnan. A munafiq does evil and he is sitting relaxed. He's not even bothered that he will have to face Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith of Rasulullah says, la yalijun nara rajulun baka min khashyatillah. It's riwayat of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He says, Nabiya Kareem says that la yalijun nara rajulun baka min khashyatillah. That man who shed, that person who shed a drop of tear out of the mercy, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person shall not enter Jahannam. Aynani la tamastahuma an-nar. Two eyes, the fire of Jahannam will never burn. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah, wa aynun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah. That eye which cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, I am a sinner. Wallah, you forgive me. And that is why in one hadith it is mentioned, among the seven people who will be given shade on the arsh of Allah subhanahu, under the arsh of Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, is rajulun dhakar Allah khaliyan fafadat aynahu. Is that person who cried in solitude, he made a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cried in solitude, fafadat aynahu. So such a person will also be given shade on the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many instances, so many places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about crying out of his fear. It is mentioned in the riwayat of Bazar, arba'atun min ash-shaqa. Four things are regarded as misfortune of a person. What are those four things, or one of those things that has been mentioned? Jumudul ayn, where a person cannot shed a tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One tear a person can't shed. And qaswatul qalb, when a person has got a very hard heart. Tool al-amal, having long aspirations and hopes in his dunya, I will do this after 20 years and 30 years and this investment and that thing will happen. And the love of dunya. وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. Avarice and greed for dunya. These four things causes a person to be unfortunate, wretched, unlucky in this world. That person who sheds a tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as the teardrop comes out of his eyelid, and it touches his face, حُرَّ وَجْهِهِ, the surface of his face, wherever it reaches. Listen very carefully, brothers. The tear has come out of the eyelid, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's now running down his cheeks. Wherever it touches on his face, that portion will be made haram to enter into Jahannam. That portion of his face, Allah ta'ala will not put into Jahannam. Therefore, Rasulullah says, Ibku, cry. فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. If you cannot cry, then at least make the face of a crying person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, as he's leaving this world, and he sheds those droplets of tears, and he says, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا. I'm leaving this dunya now. وَلِإِخْوَانِي مُفَارِقًا. I'm departing from my friends and my family. وَلِسُوءِ أَعْمَالِي مُلَاقِيًا. And now I'm going to meet my evil actions. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah is saying this. And he says, I do not know where I'm going to be. What's my destiny? What's my fate? Am I going to Jannat? إِلَى أَيْنَ تَسِيرُ رُوحِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. To Jannat فَأُهَنِّيهَا. That I can congratulate my nafs and my soul if he's going to paradise. أَمْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُعَزِّيهَا. Or he's going to Jahannam, that I can then sit and console my bereaved soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his khashiyat. We can see the fitnas that we are being faced with. Different types of fitnas. Somebody sent me an email the other day that on Friday there will be some movie or something that will be released. And it is so terrible where young Muslim girls and boys are glued to it. Something which is absolutely haram, filthy. It's morbid. It brings about terrible ideas. Something which is all false. Batil. It pollutes the mind, pollutes the brains, pollutes the heart, pollutes every limb of the body. It takes you far away from the mercy of Allah. My respected brothers and elders, the time has come when we should be shedding those tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know what is going to be our condition, when mort will strike, how long are we going to live in this world. Nobody takes pleasure in talking about Jahannam and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of our talks, we give about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, we talk about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have spoken about Jannat, paradise, and what a beautiful destination and abode it is. We speak about the Sahaba, the love they had for Rasulullah sallam. We speak about the fikr of Rasulullah sallam. When is this fikr going to come into our hearts? Do we have control of our own lives? Do we have control over the lives of our families? How many more youngsters are we going to see going into the drug dens? How many more youngsters are we prepared to lose who live immoral lives? Don't we have some type of shu'ur, understanding, some type of fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that we can apply the brakes and see enough is enough? When last did we bring our youngsters to the masjid? Time has come when we should cry. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried. Sahaba cried. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and other Sahaba, it is mentioned they had lines, perpetual lines on their cheeks, because they used to cry profusely. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the scrolls will be opened of a person's deeds on the day of Qiyamah, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu recites this verse, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And he begins to cry. He cries to such a level that he becomes so sick, so ill. He cannot even move from his bed. He's at home. He's unable to even stand. Sahaba have to come and visit him. For 20 days he's at home. Nabi Kareem looked at Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala And he sees Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala with tattered and torn clothing, patches on his clothing in Madinah Munawwara. And he began to cry. He says, that same Mus'ab, I remember the days when he was in the gullies of Makkah and he had the best of perfume and the best of clothing and the best of food. And now he sacrificed all this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he asked the Sahaba, how will it be one time? A time will come and you'll have one platter of food, different types, variety of food, different types of food to eat. One garment in the morning, another in the evening. Sahaba said, oh, then we will just be solely and all the time only in the ibadat of Allah. Nukfal mu'na. That we won't have any expenses to worry about. Allah will give us so much of the dunya. Nabi said, no. Now you're in a better condition than then. And that is why Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, he was fasting. He's one of the ashara mubashara. 10 of those sahaba in one gathering. Nabi Kareem said, Abu Bakr is in Jannah, Umar in Jannah. Later he said, Abdul Rahman bin Auf is also in Jannah. 10 sahaba in one gathering. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, he is fasting. And the iftar is brought to him. He looks at it. Nice dessert was brought. Dessert was brought. And Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala began to cry. People asked him, what are you crying? He said, Mus'ab bin Umair left this world, he had nothing. He didn't even have a coffin to drape, an entire coffin to cover his body. When they covered his feet would become exposed. When they covered his face would become exposed. Mus'ab wa khayrun minni. He was better than me. And he left this world in this pitiable condition. He sacrificed his dunya for the sake of Allah. فَتَرَكَ تَعَامًا He left that food. Abdul Rahman bin Auf then just sufficed on water and he broke his fast. My respected brothers and sisters, Allah, time has, I've taken extra time, please forgive me. But this is something that is worrying the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should now have that worry and concern about ourselves, our wives, our children, our youth. Cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shed that tear. مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.